I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Democrats in the state Senate are blasting the GOP for saying senators must be convicted of a crime to be expelled from the chamber. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more.
An independent investigator says it's more likely than not that Republican Senator Randy Baumgartner slapped and grabbed a former legislative aide's buttocks four times in 2016. He denies wrongdoing, but Democrats, including Senator Daniel Kagan, want him expelled and say they'll push for a vote each day until it happens.
We find it alarming that the president of the Colorado Senate would suggest that as long as you don't commit crimes, then you'll be fine. These are the standards of conduct of a strip club. They're not the standards of conduct of the Senate.
Senate President Kevin Grantham has asked the Denver District Attorney to investigate and says the office can do so without an accuser coming forward. But the DA's office says that's not their practice and someone would need to file a police report. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Nearly 90% of the state is facing dry or drought conditions, according to the latest U.S. Drought Monitor released this morning. While that percentage is unchanged from last week, the degree of severity has changed, with more than 10% of the dry area advancing from moderate to severe drought. The southwestern part of the state is facing the worst conditions in Colorado with extreme drought classification. This is 91.5 KRCC News.